Tom Riley, thanks for joining us on Moorlands Radio. First of all, welcome to Leek Town Football Club. What made you want to join Leek?
Well, yeah, it's a good club, and I've had my eye on them for the last few years, really, with the, they've missed out on the playoffs, and, you know, there's quite a few local sides in that league from where I live, and so I've watched them once or twice, and they've always been a good football side, which suits me, really, and then obviously playing in the Welsh League, a few years over there now, I think it was time to make a change and come back to England, and yeah, it worked out that I signed for Leek.
When you've been to watch them, and as you say, you've been really impressed seeing them, what way have you been impressed by them? What stood out?
Just the way, they're a footballing side, really, aren't they? And, good following, things like that. But the way they play suits me, really. I've obviously liked to get on the ball and play football, really. And obviously, always find themselves at the top end of the table, which always helps.
They certainly do. And just looking at yourself personally, what sort of a midfielder are you? Because we see different types of midfielders in this day and age of football.
I love to get on the ball, really, and, get on it quite a lot and knock it about and try and make things happen, really. Obviously, I'm not the tallest, so I don't win many headers, but don't mind the tackle if it's there, So I make up for my heading and tackling, really, and get about the pitch. But the main thing is getting on the ball and, try and look forward and basically make stuff happen.
What have you made of pre-season so far? Because I believe this has been your first week back in training.
Yeah, we've trained Tuesday, Thursday, and then we're back in tomorrow morning. It's been good. I'm a bit stiff now, like my legs are sore, but it's all been ball work. We've done bits of running, but like most of the sessions have been like all football and based, which I prefer. I think most players prefer, don't they? It's better than, you're still doing your running, but it's all involved with game related stuff. So, I think it suits everyone. So yeah, it's been good, and like meeting all the new lads and stuff like that. It looks like we've got a good dressing room.
There has always been a good dressing room at Leek. That's a given under Neil Baker. And you said about meeting the new lads. When you go into a new club, is it daunting to go into that club? Particularly if you don't know many people. I think you know where Phil Mooney's joining you from, Kevin Druids as well.
Yeah, that always helps knowing someone before, come with someone who you know. But to be fair, they've welcomed me with open arms, really. So it's been nice and easy. I've settled in quite well with the coaches and the players. Everyone's, we've all introduced ourselves and, hit the ground running, really, in training. But before you get there, you're obviously always a bit apprehensive. But yeah, it was nice and easy, really. It was good. Good lads, good dressing room. So, fitted in quite well, quite quick.
And how do you do that? Introducing, do you go round to each of the players and say, I'm Tom Riley, pleased to meet you, or does Neil Baker?
I don't know, it just happens naturally. You're bumping, walking down the onto the pitch, and you all right, mate, and I'm Tom, and yeah, really. And once the session gets going, you've got obviously in football, you're talking a lot anyway, so I think that always helps then, actually, in the session, once in a drill, or you've got to ask for the ball, so you need to know the names. And yeah, it just happens naturally, really. Yeah, introduce yourself when you walk in and shake their hand.
Finally, you had a spell out in Sweden a few seasons ago. What's that like? Because Sweden's one of those countries we don't really hear about the football inside, apart from the big boys out there, the big teams.
I was at Accrington, and things didn't work out, didn't get another contract. So, and then I just had a few offers abroad, through the PFA to America, places like that. But this one in Sweden popped up, and it seemed the right kind of move for me at the time, to stay in full-time football, different lifestyle, things like that. So yeah, it was good. Division 2 over there, Eskilstuna City. But so we train every day and play, and then obviously the weather over there was good, and that always helped, and good setup, and yeah, it was a good club.